Nicole Bunker Henderson is the lead attorney for the state.
It is true, as the plaintiffs have alleged, that we have all been asked to do more with less. State agencies cut nearly 10% of their budgets, and districts less than half of that. Our system did not collapse. It did not fall off the bridge. Perhaps the system became more efficient.
Perhaps it did, but the evidence provided by attorneys representing the school districts convinced District Judge John Dietz that doing more with less came at a price. Rick Gray is one of the school attorneys. He said in many cases, school districts raised taxes to the limit, and still, the state left them underfunded.
The issue of local enrichment is a cruel, cruel joke when it comes to my coalition. My 443 districts simply have no ability for any local enrichment.
The judge ruled in favor of the schools. The congratulatory spirit broke immediately after. Charles Dupree tried to inch his way toward the exit. He's superintendent at Pflugerville ISD.
Congratulations. Good job.
Everybody. Man, what an
exciting day.
Even though Dupree knows the state will challenge Monday's decision to the Texas Supreme Court, his face never stopped glowing.
It will be years, we fully expect, just simply because historically school finance lawsuits have taken years. And so we believe it'll be a matter of time, but it's worth the battle. It's worth the time we're investing in this.
The battle will continue. Meantime, some lawmakers are already calling for the state legislature to act, but that is unlikely. Experts say the earliest action would not come before 2014. Joy Diaz, KUT News.